Bali. I am getting off my exit, believe it or not. Got another about 4 or 5 minutes here. So, but yeah, I just like the Anytone. I like the looks of it. I like the feel of it. But any of them are, like, named. I can't dismiss the one that Tim has, the NAWRO. He's got that Kinect Systems radio. And what I don't like about it is it's not mainstream yet. What I do like about it is his audio is, like, next to perfect. I mean, when he talks on that thing, it really is a pleasure to talk to him. There's no snap, crackle, popping, no matter where he's talking on that thing. It's just absolutely fantastic. So, but that radio is also pushing $500, just like the Anytone. You know, and Anytone makes a pro version and a ham version. And the ham version has 220 in it, but I was trying to help Dave out, so I did a little research. But the 220 is only 5 watts. So why have it? I mean, you got a frickin' mobile radio with 5 watts and 220. And again, 220 is something that never really took off, at least in the central United States, which is kind of a shame because that would have been a great band for a compromise between the benefits of UHF and VHF. You know, they both have their strengths and